We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chase Center, Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, and Matt Kolsky, broadcasting in beautiful downtown San Francisco. This is Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
I got to be totally honest for a minute there. I didn't think we had a special open prepared, but look at that. Boom, there it is. And the man... the disembodied voice is correct. We are on the floor at Chase Center. The size of the Chase Center scoreboard is approximately four stories tall. It is on the floor, basically with us. I am sitting here with Ray Ratto and Matt Kolsky, and we are ready to go and cover this draft for the Golden State Warriors. Welcome, everyone. How's everybody's headphones? Everybody got their sodas? Everybody passed their COVID tests? I'm feeling like we're off to a great start.
Disappointingly, I wasn't sent home.
I'm so sorry that you're going to have to broadcast today, Ray, but you are, unfortunately, a healthy participant in responsible society. So congratulations, too.
I hate health.
I'm so excited. I may just stay here. Like, you know how there's, like, movies where the kids stay in the mall and, like, hide in a bathroom as it closes and then just have free run of the mall all night?
Isn't Kanye living in the bottom of Atlanta Stadium
Could
right
I
now?
Be the Kanye of Chase Center?
Call from your wife. She supports this concept entirely.
You have not talked to my wife recently.
No, she's all for you staying here.
You would think that, but as it turns out, she wants help with the two children.
The Phantom of the Chase Center. Who will it be at the end of the show? That's really what we're here to find out today. Obviously, we got an awful lot of basketball today and incredible guests to line up and throw at you. Larry Harris, assistant general manager, joins us at 2:30 before the real general manager, Bob Myers, joins us at 3 o'clock, followed by assistant general manager Kirk Lacob a little bit later on today. Andrew Bogut and Mark Spears are going to be with us as well, and we got an awful lot of stuff to get into. Before we get too far into what we're here to do today, could not help but notice that the trade deadline is looming behind the San Francisco Giants as much as the Dodgers are in the standings. And one of the pieces of little news that isn't NBA news that we have seen come across our timelines is that the San Diego Padres appear to be the clubhouse leader right now for Max Scherzer's pitching services. So, kind of disappointing to hear that. Not the note we wanted to kind of start the conversation on, especially when you saw Walker Buehler last night just destroy the San Francisco Giants' lineup. He dominated them. And it was, again, Scherzer doesn't help that situation last night. But, man, you need someone who can put up zeros.
He's been ridiculous for as long as he's been a pitcher. And I'm surprised that it's taken this long for the nation to figure that out. Because he's been, I want to say, no worse than the fourth best pitcher in the sport since he started. And he's sort of the guy you forget when you start raving about who are the most elite guys. It's him. He's light years ahead of any other pitcher the Dodgers have.
Are you talking about Buehler?
I'm talking about Buehler.
Okay, got it.
As much as the Padres love their rotation when it's healthy, he's certainly better than Blake Snell. I mean, he might be the best pitcher in baseball, Scherzer included.
He was last night. I mean, he is 7-0 lifetime against the Giants. In five starts against San Francisco this season, he is 3-0 with an 0.79 ERA.
That's good.
Two games back, needless to say, baseball today means something at 24 Willie Mays Plaza. It's a day of consequences. It's a day of big decisions for every single NBA team, especially the team sitting in the lottery. And guys, I've kind of broken down what the options are for the Warriors at 7 and 14. And I think one of the things the three of us will do today is kind of figure out who we think the miracle pick could be, what the miracle scenario would be, the thing that we're not expecting to happen, including something as wild as packaging two picks for one, and Bob Myers is getting aggressive and moving up in this draft. We haven't talked about that at all. Doesn't mean it couldn't happen. There's a safe play, a safe pick, and don't confuse the word safe with boring or wrong. But I think that there's a couple guys who fit into that category. I think there are guys who fit into the category of the gamble, the reach, the shocking pick. So we're going to try to figure out who everyone is today before we start figuring out what actually happens. And the draft is going to start right around 5:05, which means the Warriors and pick 7 should be on the clock somewhere in that 5:30, 5:40 area. And then pick number 14, if the Warriors indeed hold on to pick number 14, is going to come after we get into the 6 o'clock hour. And the plan is that we're going to stay here until the Warriors are done making draft picks today.
I think they take Wagner at 7 and Wagner at 14.
Double Wagner.
Yeah, I think that's the only way to go.
Wagner has grown on me a lot over the course of this process. So I don't think that would be the worst outcome. Not to blow our
you don't want to tip the pick?
I'm trying to figure out the right way to say this. I don't want to ruin the long term of what you just set up. But if you're asking me a miracle scenario, it's the guy you want falling without having to make a trade, right?
Of course. So let's jump into it. What's your miracle?
Jalen Suggs.
Yes. Yeah.
If somehow Toronto gets a weird bug up their nose about Kuminga or Booknight or Barnes, and then for whatever reason, Orlando and OKC don't want Jalen Suggs. And with OKC, that makes sense because he's more of a older, ready now player, and they are a younger, tanking draft asset accumulating team. If I was Orlando, I'd take him. But the miracle scenario is they don't, and the Warriors get Suggs at 7 and then dealer's choice at 14. Who even cares?
Yeah, I wouldn't call that as likely, but I'll be honest with you. You started talking, and then I lost focus because I'm looking at your hat.
It's the trash pandas.
Yes, that's why I'm going to have to kill you at some point and take the hat.
I have a second. I have two trash pandas hats.
Perfect.
No, I have two trash pandas hats because I need two trash pandas hats.
I'm just telling you right now, like draft picks, you need to, you want to. Trash panda hats, you need to, you want to, you have to. It's exciting. I'm glad to see the pandas represented out here.
Now, look,
NBA
if I could trade
today,
my two trash pandas hats for one really nice trash pandas hat, I'd have to consider it.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too far afield, but I'm taking that
yeah,
one.
You
so
do.
You're going to have one by the end
you
of the day.
You do want to get two. You're intentionally sabotaging the beginning of the show, bringing up the trash panda hat.
That's a great. It's one of the three or four greatest hats in the history of minor league baseball.
It's a great, great, great hat.
Thanks, everybody.
On a subject that we are not covering today.
I just wear it. I didn't design it. But I appreciate all the compliments. I do think if you want Suggs, you'd have to trade up. And I don't know that that trade is going to be available to you. So maybe that's fair to call that a miracle scenario, too. Because there's something about that kid that I think if you could leave this draft with him, you couldn't do better.
Which is why I think Masai Ujiri is going to be very happy at the end of the day, because he's not letting that go.
So I guess the question on that end of it, I tend to agree. But the question would be, what is the plan for the Toronto Raptors? They're in a weird spot. They're not very good right now. They've faded considerably from the championship team. I mean, obviously Kawhi leaving was the main part of that, but Kyle Lowry's a free agent. Marc Gasol is gone. It's Pascal Siakam and pieces. But I don't know that Fred VanVleet and OG Anunoby are like number two and three on a competing team. And I'm not sure Pascal Siakam's number one. So maybe their plan is to sort of start over, in which case maybe a Jalen Suggs makes less sense.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from that angle, and there's no doubt that Toronto has – they have not lost their path, but their direction is hard to identify. Where do they want to go? Ujiri is the kind of guy who could get aggressive on a rebuild, or maybe he looks at what he got and think, the right guy here can put it back all together. I think that Jalen Suggs falling is definitely part of a miracle scenario myself. And we got an awful long time to talk about it. Larry Harris is going to be our first guest coming up in about 20 minutes with us. We can share you this rumor. It's going to be basically like pick the rumor you'd like to share with the audience today right up until draft time. But we've seen on Twitter that the Warriors, apparently, the rumor is that they have rejected a steep asking price that the Sixers put on the table for Ben Simmons. Apparently, there was a trade that was centered on Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, and 4 first-round draft picks, and the Warriors have walked away from Philadelphia. I don't know if that is real. I do know that the people who might know if that is real are going to be sitting across from us in the next 90 minutes or so. Larry Harris will know whether or not that's real. Bob Myers will know whether or not that's real. Kirk Lacob will know whether or not that's real. Will they tell us?
No.
The only guy who's going to tell us is Joe, and he's not on the show.
Here's what's interesting, though. They're not going to tell us, hey, we talked to Philly, and they asked for Wiseman and the picks, and we hung up on him. But looking at – if everything I've seen about what Daryl Morey and the Sixers want for Ben Simmons is real, then I totally believe that the Warriors said no thanks.
4 first-round draft picks. That's more draft picks than he hit free throws – in any big game this year. So that can't happen. That's a very easy no, I'd think, on this end of the phone.
On all ends.
If that call actually happened, and if it happened today, it seems like an odd way for Philadelphia to operate because that's an automatic no with any team.
That's right.
So why are you casting out about for the big home run 6 hours before draft time?
That
doesn't make sense.
That is a good question, but that is reportedly the sort of price point they've been holding to all week long.
Well, then they're going to keep Ben Simmons.
That's right.
Today full of Woj bombs, Shams tips. Here we go. Are you ready? I'm ready. I hope you're ready. We got Larry Harris joining us in about 15 minutes or so. Bob Myers a little bit later on. It's going to be a very interesting day. We're moving breaks around, making sure that you don't miss a thing this afternoon. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
One of the things that we're going to be doing today here covering the Warriors draft is trying to separate the rumors from the actual news that we need to pass along to you. Whenever Woj has something, we will pass it along. Whenever Shams has a little something, we're going to pass it along. And Shams has got a little something that we're going to pass along to you right now. Apparently, the Lakers and the Wizards are engaged on a trade that would send Russell Westbrook to L.A. Westbrook wants to move elsewhere, and the Lakers are his preferred destination. That is from Shams. Whether it makes sense for anyone involved other than the star power, that's something that we could spend the rest of today talking about. I mean, that doesn't seem like it's a fit beyond a marquee, but okay, go on. Get your rumors out there, Shams. Interesting stuff.
But it's a great deal for the Lakers because they will be trading Kuzma to two separate teams at the same time.
How?
Because if they're interested in Buddy Hield too.
Oh, I mean, well, that's the thing. Are we still married to any Buddy Hield rumors?
Well, if Shams is right, then probably not. But I don't know that he is. But I like the idea of the Lakers basically putting Kuzma up for anything that's laying around.
Well, obviously, they don't feel like he's helping them. This is baffling to me. Because if I could get – I basically, as I understand it, it seems like they're talking about Buddy Hield – for this package without Caldwell Pope or the draft pick, or Westbrook for this package. I don't know why you would choose Westbrook. All due respect, you need 3-point shooting on the Lakers. LeBron's the guy with the ball in his hands. You need high quality shooters, and there are not very many more high quality shooters in this league than Buddy Hield.
Lakers and Wizards, according to Shams, are discussing a trade that would send Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope for Westbrook. I mean, does all that salary line up? I wouldn't even.
We
don't have
if
the time
Shams
to do
is
it.
Tweeting it. I'm sure the salary lines up, but how about this? Does that value to the Lakers specifically line up? Because my instinct is no. What's the value of Russell Westbrook to the Lakers? He's not an elite defender. He's really only worthwhile with the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
So you're turning LeBron into a spot-up shooter?
Or just a
finisher.
Defensive specialist.
And maybe look, LeBron's in on whatever they're doing, right?
Of course.
Well, so if they're going for Westbrook, maybe that's LeBron saying, I don't want to carry so much of a load. And I don't know, but to me, that does not make them significantly better.
Yeah, but Montrezl Harrell, I guess, just opted in, and he's supposed to be part of the Hield deal.
He's part of either deal, according to what we're seeing. So, basically, Woj says Hield for Kuzma and Harrell. And Sham says add KCP and the draft pick to that and get Westbrook. Now, I don't know. Obviously, we'll see if one of them is right or maybe neither of them are right. But to me, if I'm running the Lakers, I am much more interested in a cheaper Buddy Hield deal than in giving up two extra assets, arguably the two best assets, or first and third anyway, and getting a player whose fit is less clear to me.
Star power probably means more to the Lakers than any other team. I mean, it's... It's kind of what are you doing? What is this?
The label shopping is the thing that makes the Westbrook thing conceivable. I don't think it makes it good, but the Lakers, you know, they have a thing about
they love stars.
They love stars. They still love stars who came from L.A.
Interesting.
So, and that's but it may not make sense as a basketball deal. But the Lakers have their own pathology that I think sometimes gets in the way of common sense.
I don't think that is LeBron James's approach, though.
No, I don't think it is his either.
So are you saying that you think the Lakers are going star hunting despite the fact that LeBron James would prefer a different avenue?
I'm suggesting that he might not have an opinion either way.
Right. Right. I mean, there's no reason to get upset as if something has happened. It's just a rumor. It's only a tweet until something actually happens. But if it does, it's certainly not what anyone was expecting today. But this is why I love this day so much, because the draft forwards people's urgency. And the ticking clock on a good decision becomes a shorter wick, which means you pull the trigger on a little something. Maybe that's more the way it works when the actual draft starts. I don't know. But this is.
But the draft itself,
so
right?
many moving parts.
It's a kind of deadline, because those picks change value when you make them.
By the minute.
Now, we don't know, like, some picks might get more valuable after the draft, others might get less valuable after the draft, but they're all going to change somewhat. So if you have a concrete idea of what, for instance, the 7th and 14th picks are worth today, they're going to be worth a different thing tomorrow when they become players instead of draft pick
numbers. No doubt.
So, you know, there is kind of a deadline. If you want to make any of the draft pick-related trades you've been talking about for the last month, today's the day.
When I look at what the Warriors really have as job, you know, what's a job that you need to do today? And the different picks that could be labeled as shocking picks, a reach pick, a gamble pick. One of the things that I think that would shock me is if the Warriors really are involved in a trade today. I'd be a little shocked by that. I really think that the Warriors, as much as any other thing that they need to do in their franchise, is get some young, controllable, well-priced assets. You know, so many people are talking about this as there needs to be a trade right now. Why not draft two players, see what you got, see what you do in free agency, play 40 games together, and reevaluate at the trade deadline? You're right, Matt. The only mystery about a draft pick has a value before you actually have the draft. But once you have assets, once you have players who have started to prove themselves a little, the beauty's still in the eye of the beholder and some other teams as well, where you think this player isn't exactly well fit for your future. Another GM starts looking at and thinking, I like what I saw in his first year in their system. Now we'll make a trade. So
this is the exact logic that has led me to get a little more into the idea of Chris Duarte over the last 24 hours. The 24-year-old thing, right? And people talk about it as a disadvantage. On the other hand, if he comes in and as a rookie and second-year player is really quite good, what he then becomes is like a 26, 27-year-old guy on a really cheap rookie contract, right?
Right.
Then that becomes like a trade asset that you can then use if you end up wanting to package him with something else. So, you know, getting Chris Duarte with one of the picks in this draft, I think, ends up being a good thing for the Warriors in the short and long run.
I wonder how flexible they are then about moving up, because Duarte might not be there at 14.
Yeah, so I'll just spill this now, because after yesterday we went through so many things. Lucas and I did our podcast and went through all these names, and I've
shameless plug.
Commercial fast break. I was going back and forth on so many different things. And I think yesterday on the air, I essentially settled on, boy, if Kuminga's there at 7, I don't think I could pass up on him. But then as I thought about that over the course of the night, there's a reason I'm not in the Warriors front office. And
there's several reasons, but go with the one you want to go with.
Yeah. There's six reasons that I'm not in the Warriors front office. But the relevant one here is that, you don't want to be ruled by I can't help myself. Right? You want to be ruled by logic and thought process. And they just can't wait 3 years for Jonathan Kuminga. They just can't. So if he's there, that's where I think maybe you can, if a team like Memphis or Orlando, or probably not Orlando, but the Kings, right? Someone 9, 10, 11, if they like Kuminga a lot, perhaps you can turn Kuminga at 7 into Duarte at 10 or 11 and a current NBA player.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that you've reached this, because this, I was here a few weeks ago when I said Kuminga falling to the Warriors might give him the most amount of immediate in the moment, hey, let's make a deal, because it's the kind of raw talent the Warriors might be interested in passing on, and it's the kind of raw talent that another team might be really interested in. The reason why we didn't do more than one segment about that is because the team that I think most fits the Kuminga's your guy picks right before the Warriors. I think Oklahoma City is nuts to let a talent like Kuminga slip past them at six. I think that they are the – that Oklahoma City screams Team Kuminga.
They do.
Because he has, as you were discussing, as we talked about yesterday, as big a pendulum swing between playing in an all-star game or playing in Greece. Like, that's the way it's going to go for Jonathan Kuminga. There's probably no in-between. All-star, Greece. So they've got so many picks coming up in the next handful of drafts. Their team can blow it.
Take some swings.
Their team can totally blow a draft pick, and we'll see you in the next draft, and then the one after that, and then in the one after that. And, oh, by the way, blowing this draft pick helps that year's draft status too. I mean, like, they are so stacked with future draft assets. They are team, let's take a flyer on Kuminga, and if it works out, awesome. If it doesn't, no big deal.
That makes absolutely the most sense from the outside view. My only hesitation in jumping fully on board with you is how many people are tying James Bouknight to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, the degree to which it, because I think we were saying yesterday, you know, even though there's obviously the potential for some weirdness, it kind of seems like 1 through 5 are set with, you know, the four guys we already knew about and then Scotty Barnes at 5. Over the last 24 hours, a ton of insider basketball people I respect have kind of said it's 6, and the 6th guy is Bouknight. So if you're just looking at what the team has, which is A, assets coming out of their ears, and B, a really young team that's not set up to win in the next couple of seasons, Kuminga makes all the sense in the world. Everyone is reporting something different, which either means they're doing a great job of lying to people, or that's just not how they see it. And I will say this, Sam Presti is a guy who's pretty convicted in his draft assessment, so I don't know that he's taken flyers. He probably has strong beliefs about who's going to be good.
I know that Seth Greenberg was on earlier today, and he was talking about Kuminga. That's some sound that we'll get to in a little bit. But right now I'm very happy to tell you that our first guest of the day has shown up. He is the director of Warriors Player Personnel and Assistant General Manager Larry Harris, who – boy, we always get the opportunity to kind of talk to you on draft day, and we appreciate you stopping on by once again with a full-on guarantee of no smoke screens and only the truth out of you, Larry. That's kind of what you're known for.
Am I on?
Okay. You are.
I always tell the truth. By the way,
not on this day.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not talking about Indiana basketball. Just not doing
it. Good luck.
It.
Fair
okay.
enough. I come into work saying that every day, and
really,
still somehow.
Not doing it. Even though I'm born and raised, I just can't go there right now. There's just not much to talk about.
Should we start with the football team? I mean, come on. We're ready to go.
When the state of Indiana talks football before basketball, then we've got a problem.
Seriously, no doubt.
That really puts it in perspective.
These are weird days in Bloomington.
Yes.
Let's hope Mike Woodson figures it all out. Thank you so much, Larry, for coming on by today. Please, in as much vivid detail, share your entire draft board with us.
Well, there are going to be 60 players taken. I'm pretty sure of that. As far as other than that, in all seriousness, this has been, I think this is year 13 for me. As far as the fans can know, this is about, I would say, and I'm lost for words, which is not much, that's hard for me, is to just say how intense these last 2-3 weeks have been. Certainly the last 4 days, you know, with Joe Lacob and, you know, obviously Bob and Kirk and Mike Dunleavy, myself, and our entire staff have really put the hours in. Not that we didn't do it differently. Not that we didn't put the hours in before then, but this has been a very rigorous deal. We're excited about 7-14. We think we're going to get two guys. We don't know who they're going to be. The pivotal team for us is 6. We have no idea what Oklahoma City is going to do. I don't think anybody in their room knows what they're going to do until Sam tells them what they're going to do. So we're going to kind of wait. Do we got to go to a break so I can come back, or what's the story?
No,
we're good.
We're never going to a break.
We're not.
Now that we have you, we're keeping you forever.
I love it.
I'm curious about the thing you just said about more hours than ever. Part of that's obviously having two picks in the lottery and not knowing who's going to be available, especially by 14. Is part of that because this draft has maybe more future good NBA players than the average draft?
Well, you know, some people would say, well, of course you're going to say that because you have 7 and 14. But we've evaluated it from an eye test and from an analytical perspective, and we really feel, you know, the top four may be kind of a separation there, but then 5 through 15, which fortunately we're in there, we feel really good as far as just the depth of it, the type of players that we think we can get, the versatility that each of these players, if you look at it, you can get shooting, you can get guard play, you can get some size, but you get versatility, and those are all things that we need. So when I say that, it's just as far as intense as it's been, there's just so much volatility in the league right now. Picks are flying around. Just for the fans, I've never seen this much activity for 7 and 14. I mean, if we haven't heard from every team, we've heard from a lot of teams from 20 on up, wanting to get our pick, wanting to move back, offer this, offer that. So the things that you're seeing, the activity even before that has happened in the league, the trades, I just think it's going to be more and more and more as we get into it. And the second round, it's just going to be unbelievable who ends up where. What, five teams actually have kept their original picks in the second round? So there's going to be a lot of action in the second round as well.
You said this has been the most volatile. How much of that is the depth of the draft, and how much of that is teams being a little goofier than they normally are?
I think the depth first off. I think that there's a lot of people, us included, that feel like the 8th pick is as good as the 15th pick. That's why at 7 and 14 we feel like, though we like a few players a little bit higher at 7, we're as excited at 14 because we think like the complement could be really good, or that we can take a swing at 7 and at 14 we can go in a different direction that way. So the versatility, and just to let you guys know and our fans know, that the reason that this has been a more intense one, especially since last year with COVID, is we finally have gotten into not only the Ring Central calls that we've made to these players, but we've also thrown in the fact that we can actually do in-market workouts. We've got physicals, we've got medicals, we've got psychological testing. We've actually touched these players. We've seen them, a few players, multiple times in our facility, which we never got to do last year. And even when we were making our big run, it was always a week before the draft. We were the 28th, 29th, 30th pick. We could only get a few guys in here, and we never could spend the amount of time that we're spending now. So I think the fans should be encouraged that, hey, we may get this wrong, but it's not by lack of effort and the hours and the stuff we've put in. Whether that's encouraging to a lot of fans, it should be that. And I will say this, Joe Lacob, he is the best owner by far in the NBA. The amount of activity and interest and just wanting to know and educate himself about this draft should give everybody comfort that, you know what, he's in it to win. He's going to prove it. When you see the roster we're going to have and the amount of money that this man and our ownership group is spending, it is off the charts ridiculous. And I can't wait for this building to open back up and the fans to come back, because once Clay's healthy and back on the floor with these two picks, I think we're going to be able to bridge the current to the future. And I think if we get these two picks right with Wiseman, with Jordan Poole, with Eric Paschal, and where we can go with these young guys, we eventually can bridge ourselves into the next into the next Warriors in the next, you know, 5-10 years.
Larry Harris with us on 95.7 The Game, and that's a point that I was kind of making right as you were sitting down. There's the trade. There's bringing in, flip all these assets. Now you've got Ben Simmons or whoever your big trade was, the Bradley Beal, the whatever you might have done. I think as much as anything, the Golden State Warriors need young, controllable assets to bridge the future between high-priced superstars that are only going to become more high-priced throughout their careers, and where you are in your competitive life cycle right now. I think more than you need any one particular stud, you need a deeper team. You need a little taller team. And maybe that's two attributes that get addressed with two draft picks.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you make good points. I mean, the thing is to curb the enthusiasm a little bit, I mean, obviously, as much as we like these two guys we're going to draft, assuming we keep both picks, the thing that we need to know is put a little pause in how quickly we can put them out there. I think depending on who we draft, one couple of them certainly could be put on in the game next year. Now, does that mean he's going to play 20 minutes? No, but he could have an impact. There may be a couple of guys that we draft that may take a little bit longer, but the bridge is going to be there. And I think you're absolutely right. One of the things that Bob talks about I'm sure he's on this station and other press conferences he's done that he has done in the past and will today, certainly with who we draft, is trying to get positional size, trying to add more athleticism, trying to bridge that gap of what Steph and Clay and Draymond and Andrew can do and complement where we know we've got to get better with the second unit. We're going to address that in free agency. We're excited about some of the options that are going to be presented to us there. So, you know, the one thing is about that I will add about the two draft picks, it does give us some controllable assets. You know, the one thing is it's very hard when you're paying your four players as much money as we are to then just, let's go add a $15 million plan, a $10 million, and then all of a sudden your payroll is $500 million. I mean, it's not, you know, there's no way that's sustainable. We know that. So how can we plug in pieces as Wiseman in his contract, these controllable assets, Jordan Poole at his number right now. So we've got, that's why getting these right is so important. Otherwise, you're really just adding minimum free agents that you hope will want to come and play for the Warriors, which they've come and they're excited to play. But, you know, how many times can you, you know, can you strike fire every time as a minimum and they just keep hitting? It's very difficult. So we kind of need those middle guys financially to help us be able to say, hey, not only can they play, but financially it makes more sense rather than everybody at max or everybody at minimum.
Is whatever plan you have in mind impervious to notions like the Lakers trading for Russell Westbrook, as an example that you don't have to comment about, but that the volatility around you may affect what you guys do?
You know what? I will answer that as humbly as I can. It's interesting. You know, you hear other teams trading for certain players. There's a competitive edge that you're like, okay, what does their roster look like if they were to do that particular trade or acquire those assets? But it really is about trying to supplement our four best players with four players around them. So the volatility around us, I think we've proven over time that really the chemistry, continuity, and consistency has been more important than trying to chase something because a team in our division or, you know, a team that won the NBA championship is doing something and now we've got a matchup to them. Because as you know, well, no, you watch the finals this year. If every team was healthy, are those the two teams that are in the finals? Who knows? You know, we understand that injuries are...
I think I know the answer to that question, actually.
But yet Phoenix and Milwaukee fans would tell you no, absolutely
sure,
not.
Sure.
So we understand that in order to kind of survive this, you not only need to have your four best players playing the best, but you need these other players to be able to stay healthy and be able to be supportive while these other guys are kind of carrying the water.
You said when you sat down, you have no idea what's happening at six, which suggests you do know 1 through 5. In general, as a front office member, how often does Adam Silver announce a name and you go, whoo, I was not expecting that?
Last year. I will say every year. It depends at what number. You know, there's certain ones, like last year you had the top three. We kind of knew who two was because we controlled
sure.
that. But on the flip side, on the bookends of that, we felt like those were the top three. And we felt the draft started again at four. So at that point, when four says it's Patrick Williams, it's almost like you look in the room and they'll say, okay, we may have had him at seven. Not so much a shock. But then when you get somebody, a team I won't mention, drafts close to that, and they draft a guy, and you're like, you look on our board, which normally you would say, okay, where do we have Fred there? And you're like, well, we kind of got him at 18. You know, and you're like, yeah. Whoa. So our collective is like, wow, we didn't have him there. Let's see how that works out. Conversely, if a guy's taken, you know, really low, who we had high, we're like, oh, they got a steal. You know, so it depends kind of where you're at on your board. But we're always surprised every year because no two boards are the same in the league. And everybody has some skin in the game. Like, we may like a player at seven. Everybody says, hey, for seven, let's go kumbaya. That's our guy. But then after that, everybody's kind of got my guy. Like, let's see where my guy goes.
Right.
And when my guy goes, we stand up and, you know, there's some kind of ugly dance that we do or whatever. But that's kind of what keeps the momentum in the room going.
Yeah.
We just know that no matter what happens at 7, it'll be a reach. And no matter what happens at 14, great value. That's how it'll be described,
yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah.
That's not kind of how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, generally it kind of goes in, you know, that way. I would say that, you know, us picking where I think who we're going to get, I would hope it's not so much, you know, value, swing, whatever you want to say,
right.
Like reaching for the stars. Oh, my God, he's 4 years away from being 4 years away. But I think we're going to. I really do. And like I said, I think the five is somewhat set. There's always one that can – we think we know who those players are. How it all gets jumbled up, we don't know. Six, we have no idea. And that's kind of makes it intriguing for us. But the good thing about us, we've got two or three guys there at seven that no matter what, just mathematically, it's just going to work out for us.
Larry, as the director of player personnel and assistant GM, you said that you've put in already an incredible amount of human hours into this thing. Good luck to you and the entire front office. It's a big day, and we wish you well. Thank you so much for stopping on by.
Appreciate your support, all the fans, everybody that listens in. It's great. I'll try to give some insight. I'm sure you'll get people on here that's smarter than me. But I always appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank
not
you
likely
so much.
The next guy's Ray's not going to weigh him right.
Yeah, no.
You're not. Well, are you bringing Raymond on?
No, Raymond is the zenith of this operation.
Oh, he is. Yes. Okay.
No, this Myers clown.
Oh, you're bringing him on.
Yeah, at some point.
You know, give him easy questions. He struggles with really difficult ones.
Just I find if we use small words, we can ask tougher questions.
Right on and slow, and slow. Yeah. Bring
we ask him a lot of questions about the Syracuse Nationals just to help him along.
Very nice. Help him. Yeah. He needs a lot of help. There's
Larry,
no
thank you so
that.
Very, right. very
thank
much.
You.
Really appreciate it. Larry Harris of the Golden State Warriors stopping on by today. We really do appreciate his time. We are brought to you by Odyssey, our exclusive station app right now. You got to check out all the curated stations there. Brought to you in part by Macy's and by Geico. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Damon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
We come to you from Chase Center, Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Thank you very much once again for being here. Ray, welcome back to the radio.
Hi, thanks
good,
for coming.
Good to have you. Good to have you with a headset on. We are kind of disseminating all the information that comes on our way during every commercial break. We thank Larry Harris for stopping on by. We've got an awful lot of moving parts right now. We got Bob Myers joining us at the top of the hour. So in the next 10 minutes, let's try to catch everyone up with some of the moving parts of today. And since we're in Chase Center covering the NBA draft, we'll start with the NBA news that right now Russell Westbrook does appear to be the apple of the Los Angeles Lakers' eye. And this could actually happen in terms of a trade, meaning what? The Kuzma assets to Sacramento would be dead on arrival, and all of this then would turn around to say, how do you feel about being the last man standing in Washington, Bradley Beal? And we have Marcus Spears reporting, or
Marcus Thompson.
Marcus Thompson. Okay, we got to figure out. There's a lot of information coming from a lot of guys named Mark or Marcus something. Apparently, he is reporting that Bradley Beal is kumbaya with Washington. He's not going to be demanding this trade after all.
Well, he might be Kuminga with Washington too.
Okay. Woj just added to that thought. I'm trying to pull up the specific tweet, but the basic idea of it is that this is actually – here we go. This is a trade Washington wants to make with Bradley Beal in mind, creating some cap flexibility for the future to add talent around him. Sources tell ESPN, the idea of returning to his Los Angeles roots has been appealing to Westbrook. However, no agreement in place as of yet. And Woj wants you to know that the possible healed deal – talks are still ongoing, so that's not totally off the table
not
either.
Not dead. Okay. So, an awful lot is going on today. That's just the last 15 minutes of NBA Twitter. Here's the last 5 minutes of Major League Baseball Twitter. Apparently, everyone that you've ever heard of from the Washington Nationals is about to get traded to the San Diego Padres. It could be Max Scherzer. It could be Kyle Schwarber. Brad Hand already did get traded earlier today, the Nationals closer. So the fire sale is on, and it looks like the Padres are on two of the biggest names that the Nationals could possibly put on the table right now.
Yeah, it's. I think the Nationals, the only thing that they're not able to trade right now other than Juan Soto is Trey Turner, and that's because Trey Turner's got the COVID. But everyone else is clearly out in the front lawn with a for free sign hung around their necks. So they're stripping it down for parts.
Unbelievable. Things move at you quickly, very, very quickly. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Do we get a call? Oh my! You know, we were not going to take too many calls today with all that is going on, but we have Super Ron in Concord. Super Ron, what do you got?
Yeah, I want to say that we want to keep those two picks. Everybody's talking about getting rid of 7 and 14, and I'm tired of that. And people want to get rid of Wiggins and Wiseman. I'm tired of that, too. These guys are good players. Wiseman is going to be a great player. And I know bigs take a little while before they develop. And I remember, I'm a lot older than you guys, and I remember back when we gave up on a center who ended up becoming an all-star, a Hall of Famer, and that was Robert Parrish. And in that trade, by the way, we traded up to pick up Joe Barry Carroll, who turned out to be nothing.
Yeah, you never take a big swing from a guy from Purdue. Again, this is why I'm here now. You have a Hoosier to stop nonsense like that from ever happening.
Well, at least
in this
we spared
building again.
Larry Harris the Hoosier talk.
Thank you. Hey, Super Ron, thank you very much for the call. Don't think that you're that much older than all of us. We do have Ray Ratto here.
That was unnecessary. And Cleveland is traded with Minnesota to get Ricky Rubio, a second-round pick in 2022, and cash for Torian Prince. So they're moving things, too, I think, with an idea toward what they want to do with their first pick.
Cleveland Cavaliers already on the move. So an awful lot going on. To get back to Super Ron's point, not about Robert Parrish, but about them sticking. Well, he was right about that. He wasn't wrong.
No, he's completely right. But that has nothing to do with this draft or this team, even, because it's many regimes ago.
Right.
Yeah,
no, but
it was a ridiculously bad decision made by ridiculously bad judgments.
Yes, but I don't think just quickly as far in response to what he's saying, I don't think people are necessarily excited to get rid of Wiseman or Wiggins or the picks. I think they're excited to add the things you might be able to add with assets of that value. People are excited about Bradley Beal more than they're angry about the 7th pick, right?
I would think. I mean, you know, the thing is the Warriors, whether they do anything or not, are not in a position where they're getting rid of things they can't stand.
Right.
Or they're eating a contract so that they can move the contract somewhere else. This is the price of doing business when you have a bunch of assets. And because they're in a better position than Orlando, which has 5 and 9, people are talking more about the Warriors than they are about trades with the Magic. It's as simple as that.
Well, they're in a better position than literally everyone.
Well, but
I'm talking about
the teams with multiple picks in the top end of the draft, and there's only one other, and that's Orlando.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the Warriors are a topic of conversation because they're a weird case. You're usually not a team with an MVP candidate and two other potential all-stars that is drafting twice in the lottery. That pretty much never happens.
Right. You're not usually in the lottery and set up to kill it next year if you get this right. But here you are, and that's what makes this draft. Like, look, the NBA's draft is so much more important than the NFL's draft. Yet the NFL's draft is the king of all drafts. It's the king of all draft interests. The best players in the history of basketball, pretty much across the sports spectrum, but for a few, are like all top 15 picks. I mean, it just over and over and over again, the guys who go at the beginning of drafts are ending up the guys that you talk about for the rest of your lives. Where in the NFL, I can put together a team of undrafted players that could go and win this year's Super Bowl right now. I mean, the list of undrafted talent in other sports that makes it is unbelievable. You don't get that list in the NBA. Drafting major talent early in the draft is really one of the only paths to getting a great player young in his career and in your system. That's it. I mean, guys who are taken in the second round who get to a second or third contract are surviving such remarkably long odds and just being able to do that. It's incredible. Guys at the back of the first round are so much more frequently Josh Jacobs than they were the, look what he turned into. It's really hard to find talent anywhere in NBA draft past 20. This team has two top 14 picks. That's huge. It is absolutely huge. When you talk about what the Warriors are doing in this building attendance-wise and what this franchise looks like 3-4 years from now, getting these two picks right could have a remarkable impact. A remarkable impact. I keep on seeing your finger go up. What do you got?
Before we hit this break, quick baseball news. The Dodgers seem to have the Duffy deal done. And not only that, but they are trading a player to be named later, and they are getting cash back in addition to Duffy in that deal. So, again, I say, if the Giants don't get something done, they were not particularly motivated to get something done.
It's the new thing where the poorer team pays to get rid of good players.
It's very bizarre.
Also, and I know this isn't basketball either, but apparently Marcelo Zuna's charges have been dropped to a misdemeanor, which means he may be back playing this year.
Oh, let's get him back in the lineup as fast as possible. That'd be great.
Well, of course you know that will happen.
God.
But, I mean, that becomes a playoff issue now. So,
Yuck. Anyway,
not to wander off the –
No, I guess the other bit of baseball news that we haven't had any time to sneak into today is that Brandon Crawford did get reinstated, and Mike Tauchman, thanks for the memories, man. Mike Tauchman, DFA'd. Aaron Sanchez, also reinstated from the 60-day IL. John Brebbia, optioned to AAA. So Buster Posey, by the way, who came out of last night's game, went through all concussion protocols after getting a little foul tip off the face mask. He's okay. All concussion protocols were fine and dandy, and he's looking good. What do you got at the
one right? Last thing per Ken Rosenthal, other teams still in the running for Scherzer. Nationals and Padres have essentially agreed on it, but it could be complicated by Scherzer's ability to veto any trade.
Hey, I mean, if he doesn't want to go to San Diego, it's a strong play, Max Scherzer. That's all I can tell you. It's a pretty nice place.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a nice place. But, yeah, hopefully he would much rather play for maybe another team in the National League West. That isn't the Dodgers. Yeah, maybe he's thinking about it's time Madison Bumgarner and I do it together in Arizona. Let's make that happen. We have Bob Myers around the corner. We're really looking forward to talking to him as soon as he sits on down here. We are on the floor at Chase Center. Damon Ratto and Kolsky this afternoon getting you ready. We're 1 hour down, three to go until we're into our 5 o'clock hour. That first pick for the Warriors should be up somewhere around 525, 535, somewhere in that range. And if indeed they do hold on and make a pick at 14, probably after 6:15, and we're going to be with you through all of it. So stay tuned. Much more coming up here. Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.